Now, I've been taking a bit of a break over the last 3 weeks, and you too took about 10 days off, you were telling me off air, and you got some random thoughts to share with us.
I did. This was actually my first day back after 10 days. I was actually down in Tassie for 10 days. I did not answer or make a phone call on my phone for 10 days
later. Wow.
I changed my answer machine messages, so I'm actually back today. I did designated text out there. If you're on the phone a lot, it is great. It does take a couple of days to get used to, but thoroughly enjoyed it after a few days of actually not going on my phone. You do check in on Facebook or social media so the people and relatives actually know that you're still alive out there as well. Apple Maps and Google Maps, even in no signal areas, and we know Tasmania has some no signal areas, well, I've learned that now. They still guide you as they've already downloaded the route to your phone. So really do, you know, I think that they do a great job on there as well. And remember that depending on where you stay, and, you know, I stayed in, you know, we had a camper van and a tent. We stayed at out-of-the-way caravan park. Internet can be a bit spotty. So you've got to learn to be patient out there as well. So if you're streaming something, you know, watching something, and, you know, we sat in the van one Saturday night, watched Port play, learn to pause it, not to share your internet connection with multiple devices, and that can slow you down even more. And also, after 10 days away, you may have to resync your phone to some devices out there as well. So I had to resync Wi-Fi and also go along and reconnect to my car as well. 10 days, just a bit too far.
Taking a bit of a simpler lifestyle, Richard Pascoe. Yeah. There you go. Yeah. Now, back into 2022, what's this about Google Chrome? They've got a safety check button. And for those that are listening this morning, we're just wondering if they've seen it or clicked on it.
Very good idea, the Google Chrome safety button. So a lot of people out there, we know, use Google Chrome. It's a great browser out there, as everybody who's listened to me would know. It's pretty secure, but you can actually make it more secure. In the settings, there is a safety check button. Go ahead, click on it. It's going to do 4 things for you. It's going to check if there's any Google Chrome updates to make sure your browser is updated. It checks if your stored passwords have been compromised. It checks if safe browsing is enabled as well. It gives you a link to tweak these settings and checks for harmful extensions. 4 very quick things to do that will give you some peace of mind. So I think it's a very good thing for people to do.
And by carrying out the safety check, it's very quick, as explained to you there, but it gives us additional peace of mind too, doesn't it?
There's a post coming up on that tomorrow morning on my website. So if you head over there tomorrow morning, explains all about it and how to find it as well.
Richard, if we count tablets as well as computers, who's rated number one at the moment?
This might surprise people. Apple actually number one in the world PC market share at the moment. Worldwide PC market shipments actually fell 3% to 118 units, but in the total PC market, which includes desktops, notebooks and tablets, Apple actually took first place from Lenovo. It shipped 22 million units, up 1%. Second place was Lenovo, but they've dropped 12%, so not a good year for Lenovo, shipping 21. HP also shipped 15.9. They dropped 18%. Not a lot of going up apart from Apple, is there, Lee?
No, absolutely. So in your humble opinion, no really surprises there?
No surprises for me at all. I think Apple are doing a very good job with their laptops as well at the moment as well. Better speakers, far better battery life out there as well. Dell were fourth place, Samsung were fifth place out there as well. But the PC market is seeing that the change now that we've come out of COVID, you know, people are not buying as much. We've bought lots while we're away. But at the moment, because of tablets and computers, Apple are number one in the world.
So if you're thinking of buying a brand new computer, perhaps stick to the same brand as you're currently using, maybe creature of habit. But there's some information there which is very interesting to share too. But as you said, no real surprises on that front.